Dear friends, I want to greet you and congratulate you upon taking National Water and Sewerage Corporation up to this time. As you know, dear friends, we have gone through a lot of hurdles as a result of COVID-19 pandemic, which has affected the corporation in so many ways. But you have worked very hard to ensure business continuity. And on behalf of the board and management, I want to thank all of you in your respective capacities, in your respective departments, in your respective sections, for the good job done. We have started picking the good trends in income generation. We are also doing much better in rejuvenating our cash flows, our capacity to pay creditors has improved, including even, as you know, the gratuities for staff, which we have paid up to, I think, August or September, and we have a good system now in place to make sure that we progressively continue to pay gratuity. All this we have been able to do because of your resilience, because of your hard work, and because of your commitment. Once again, I thank you very much. Now, we are in the corporate planning cycle, as you know, which we are doing together with the strategic direction. And most of you, your managers, have participated in this. We could not do it with so many of you because of the limitations of COVID. So we had to do it in a scientific manner, but I think we had adequate representation where we think most of your ideas were captured. This year round, or this time around, the corporate plan is going to be based on the strategic priority areas that have been distilled from National Development Plan 3, where we are basically focusing on accelerating water service coverage, doing a lot of work in sewerage coverage also, doing a lot of work in capacitating or training our people, capacity building, doing work in industrial development of our country, the role that National Water can play, doing work in activities related to private sector participation, and generally doing a lot of work in making sure that the corporation is efficient. We have looked at areas of reset, or call it transformation, or re-engineering, where we can bring significant momentum in the way we do our things. We are going to calibrate or to recalibrate all these areas which I've told you that we have derived from NDP3, we are going to calibrate them with the balanced scorecard, the technical, the financial, the people and customer perspective, to make sure that we have a well-balanced corporate plan. I want to thank the teams that have been working very hard and have managed to put in place a good skeleton of the corporate plan now, which the board is going to review, give their guidance this week, so that we can make a final draft and have it discussed and approved by the board. But what we have put in the corporate plan is going to ensure that there is continuous and maybe stepped business growth for the corporation, stepped welfare for staff, and generally stepped service delivery for Ugandans. So I really want to ask all of you to not be complacent, to continue working very hard. Let's not use COVID as a reason why we should be complacent, why we should not be in offices, or why we should not be in the field. Let's continue working very hard, because a well-performing National Water means good welfare for its staff, means good services for its people. Once again, I want to thank all of you for the good job, and please continue working very hard. The corporation is there, and I can assure you we are going to get out of COVID much, much stronger and much, much wiser. Thank you very much. God bless you.